And a pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen, who's on his last day of vacation. Hallelujah, he's back tomorrow. That's good news for a lot of us here in the building. We look forward to having him back for tomorrow night's show. Coming up on tonight's show, some big developments over at the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. A big shakeup. Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero and Board Director Kelly Rossman McKinney having some words, at least on paper anyway, following the LEDC board meeting this morning that centered around plans for a downtown casino. We'll break down that story. We'll tell you what was said and what happened at that meeting coming up a little bit later on. Also coming up, we'll have James Bell on the program. He is the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, and also State Representative Richard LeBlanc. We're going to be talking with him about an interesting proposal in the legislature that involves virtual voting at city council meetings and board of commissioners meetings. We'll have more on that coming up when we have Mr. LeBlanc on the program. Right now, let's go to our first guest of the evening. He is Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good, Rich. Thank you.
And it's great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, something that you and your colleagues on the county board have been waiting for finally happened on Tuesday. Governor Snyder signing into law a bill that would allow counties to take over the duties of road commissions. And in the wake of all that's been happening in the county for literally about a year, you've got to be pleased with the governor signing.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got it through, and people want to understand that this gives us the option that we are eliminating. It's not requiring any other county to do anything that they don't feel like doing, but it does give us the option because we have an appointed board that we can eliminate this altogether. So the process will soon be starting to end that.
Now, I seem to recall, Vince, at a committee meeting a couple weeks ago, basically, and you mentioned this on this program, that Commissioner Mark Grebner was pretty much defiant with the road commission on the day that the state legislature approved this legislation and said to the road commission, look, whatever your future plans are, you might as well scrap them as far as their intent to hire an HR director. Have you had any dialogue with the road commission ever since that committee meeting a couple weeks ago?
No, there's been nothing since that because at this point, there's really nothing that we formally or informally should be doing. Grebner made it very clear, and he was very, very specific, and he made it clear to everyone sitting in that room and to those road commissioners that were sitting there. They happened to be there for other reasons, and it just all happened at the same time when this came down, the same exact day. And what is going on is he made it very, very clear, I'm saying it again, is that their job is done. It was already voted in. The supermajority, basically, at the county commission said, we are going to eliminate this, and this is done. You are not to hire anybody. You are not to make any moves at all other than to keep your operations going day to day because we are in the process of taking you over. So now, when the bill passes and gets signed, and it's signed as of yesterday, so now what will happen is the machinery will slowly start with a plan on the takeover over the coming weeks or months, possibly.
Now, and as far as I understand, throughout this process, the county commission is going to have to vote a second time on this. As you know, a resolution was passed back in December before this became a state law. What's the difference between this second vote and the first vote? Was it just because the first vote was before it was signed into law?
Yeah, it was before the fact. We can't say we can do this. We didn't have the power. So what that vote was, it was a clear intent. And we said, this is our intent that we will dissolve this board should the bill pass and should the governor sign it. The bill did pass. The governor did sign it. So the intent was there. So now it does have to go through a formal vote at this point to say it is formally a done deal and the process starts for the actual takeover. So the controller is probably at this point in time designing a plan in sequence, I'm assuming, of takeover and how it will fall under the controller's, realm, so to speak.
Now, I was reading some articles online that focused on the latest regarding this issue. And some of the reports I saw, they were saying that this takeover process, if you will, was going to take up to a few months. Do you agree with that? Any idea on how long this will actually take?
No, I don't agree or disagree, because I always look at things as that, you know, we're policy making, and we're making this policy decision to say, okay, it has to come under here. Now, I think if it takes longer, part of the blame, or whatever way you want to look at this, part of the reason could be how slow we, through our county service subcommittee, and we at the committee of the whole, make these moves to say, okay, these are the steps, and we're getting ready to vote on these issues. That's going to be part of the play that's going to happen. Part of it is I know they have to make sure that those benefits and health care, retirement plans, which are separate. You know, the public doesn't realize those are separate entities at the Road Commission, are absorbed properly and safely under the county. So the employees are protected, the taxpayers are protected, that we don't all of a sudden overtake something that we shouldn't be taking in debt. We do know already it's not a massive amount of unfunded liabilities. That was checked on about 2 months ago. So there is a process and procedures that's going to have to go through. I'm not so sure it's going to take months and months. I just read something this morning that one of the road commissioners, that was a reason he still asked that we should have this as a reason it's we should still extend these guys a year. They've proven they cannot do their job. You cannot extend these people one day. Every day that we let these people loose, it's like little kids in a party store, candy store, that they have to end it.
Talking with Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti here on the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen. Obviously, Vince, this Road Commission story has really had a big impact on Ingham County and as well in Eaton County and in other parts of the state, which is the main reason why we have this new law. What stories have you heard about from other counties dealing with a similar situation as to the one in Ingham County?
Well, it's mixed, because it depends how their road commissions perform, how successful they are, you know, how they've been doing over the years. I've talked to a couple of the near counties as recent as the past couple of weeks of people that I know in those counties in various types of positions inside the county, from elected on down. And I know some of the near counties are watching this closely. And as one friend of mine said north of us, he said, Vince, frankly, we're waiting to see what happens to you guys first. So they're kind of, you know, they know we're pretty much one of the first. They're going to say, this is it. Another county that is basically, you know, right near us, attached to us. I talked to a friend there that's a judge in the area, and I asked him about, you know, what's happening in his area. He says, we had this problem over many, many years, and he says, we refined our board down to, I think, three or four people, and we took away any kind of pay, salary, incentive of any type, and he says, and we've refined it down to strictly a very, very fine advisory committee, and they're very tightly limited in what they can do. So they still have theirs in place, and so it's not a problem. I was at a Michigan Association of County meeting last Friday for about 3 hours, and I happened to just casually mention about 20 commissioners who are from all over the state, the UP, Detroit area, Grand Rapids, all over the state. And so at the end of the meeting, I just tossed this on the table for 4 or 5 minutes and asked them. And 4 or 5 of them just kind of looked blank and said, we have no problem, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. Because in their particular area, things are going well, and things are you know, satisfactory. A couple others sitting closer to me after the meeting was done grabbed me and said, what happened at yours? Because we think that's what's happening at ours the past 6 months, and we're getting concerned. And the person I was talking to, I happened to find out he's part of the majority in that county in control. And he says, we still aren't sure how to go about this. I said, well, it's new, and so you have to dig into it. But I said, you know, this is where they can get feedback from other counties. So I think more than a few counties are going to take advantage of this, but not all. And it's optional. And the key thing is, as I keep saying optional, is that if it's an elected board, elected by the public out there, they will have to go to the electorate to say, do we want to get rid of this board? But if it's appointed like we are in Ingham County, we have a window for 3 years that we can make this decision. Well, there's many counties out there that appoint them. And so the next 3 years, a whole lot of things can happen. So it's a mixed bag. But in our particular area, the option is the only thing we wanted, and that's fine, because if it's working well in another county, then good for them.
And it sounds to me like the Ingham County Board of Commissioners kind of jump-started this whole process. What does that say in regards to the leadership of the board on a state level?
I won't really reflect it that way. I would really word it this way. The leadership of the Road Commission jump-started this. That is exactly what triggered this, is that they, and specifically, you know, a couple of their leaders over there, completely swayed this ship into a Titanic. And so they were the ones that really started this. And then what happened is union rank and file, who were heavily backing and appreciated what was going on with their management staff there, it came to us to say, they're ripping our management team to shreds over here. Now, this is rank and file people. So that pot really started on the other side over there. And as it came to us, then it started to bubble. And there was one or two, you know, county commissioners that started to maybe twist things a little bit too much. And maybe they were misled. And I think that's a little part of this, that they might have been misled massively by some of these people internally that stirred the pot the wrong way and caused this conflict to start worse and worse at the county board of commissioners. So this thing really emanated more right at the road commissioners themselves.
We've been talking with Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Vince, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more of the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.